Well, like I say, we appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be back here in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad to have you. And I'm glad I can say I've been redeemed by the blood. Redemption came through what he done for me and you. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the 21st chapter of the book of St. John. Book of St. John. We need your prayers. Very familiar scripture. Very familiar. We're going to read it in your hearing this morning. We're going to start with the first verse, and we're probably going to end with the 25th verse. So you bear with us. It says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon, Peter, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 21st chapter of the book of St. John. Wonderful scripture, a lot of good writings in this scripture. And several other things that written in this scripture that you won't find anywhere else. And I don't think. The Bible says here, and he got down, the scripture says that this was the third time that the Lord had appeared unto the disciples since his resurrection. So you get the scene, get the feeling. I'm going to lay a little bit of foundation, the Lord help me, before I get around to the message, hopefully, this morning. I know that without a doubt this morning that Jesus Christ died for my sin. He was the one that paid the sin debt for me. I've got no reason. I thought about this verse that John had wrote in here. He said, this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. John wrote these things, and he put these things down that we might read and understand what all together was going on. Bible says that they had went fishing. Peter said, I go fishing. And the Bible said they all said, we'll go with you. They was in a time that they didn't really understand. And there are things fixing to happen that they had no clue what was going on. Nothing. Bible says that the Lord appeared unto them, and they didn't even as much as want it to be known that he was the Lord, even among themselves. And he told them there, you get the scripture, my friend, they had toiled all night. You know, a lot of times we work our fingers to the bone, so to speak, and we get nowhere. We get nowhere. And then the Lord speaks to us and wants to guide us in a certain way. And a lot of times we'll ignore that. But brethren, it's in mine and your best interest. When the Lord impresses you to do something, what did Cody say this morning? Don't think twice. You know why? Brethren, when you think twice, things get messed up. It's the best thing. It's not the easiest thing, but it's the best thing that you move when the Spirit of God moves you. I'll promise you. I'll promise you. Brethren, if God speaks to you and wants you to move this morning, you may not get another opportunity to do that one thing. I'll promise you. You may leave the service with things undone. I'm just going to be plain with you this morning. These men were looking for something, and the truth of it is, they didn't know what it was. They didn't. They had no clue. Brethren, we got folks today that's doing the very same thing. They're looking for things, yet they're ignoring the Spirit of God. These things, my friend, that the Lord impresses you to do in a service, my friend, and I'm going to say this, the impression is for one purpose. One purpose. Not that you might be glorified, but that he might be glorified. It ain't every time, my friend, that God speaks to you that heaven's gonna fall down. No, sir. It ain't every time God impresses you to get up and do something, brethren, that the house is going to love it. Not every time. But brethren, there's been a few times. Ain't that what the song says? They've been a few times. Thank God that we've all made the crossing. And you know it. You know it. You know, it's pretty obvious. Pretty obvious what to do, brethren, but we don't control this. No, sirree, we don't control this. I pastored a church years ago, and they got up one morning and the band got up and sung a song, and I want you to know heaven fell down. Yes, sir. I mean, it was right. You know what I'm talking about. Preacher, why do we keep singing? Because we're going to sing one, my friend. Thank God that God's going to honor today. And I want to be present, don't you? Yes, sir. It ain't every service that's a shouting service. But brethren, it ain't every service that we mind the Lord like we ought to. No, sir. This is one morning I'll get to my scripture, and if I don't, I ain't going to worry about it. Do you know that? There's a lot of times, my friend, that we just think that things have got to go a certain way. Let me ask you a question. Why in the world is it that we think that the songs we sung this morning is only good for December? Why is that? These things, my friend, that God wants to do for us all year long. He wants us to remember Him. Thank God all year long. Every service, thank God. Preacher, I'd come more to the house of God if you'd preach different. Well, I got news for you. You wouldn't do no such thing. Huh? You wouldn't do it. These things, my friend, that runs through people's hearts and minds that they use for an excuse, thank God that ain't worth shooting. No, sir. Just ain't. These things, my friend, you know, I love it when the Lord surprises me. I really do. I love it when the Lord surprises me. What do you mean, preacher? You mean to tell me that you ain't got it figured out? I've got one thing figured out. If I'm going to thank God ever get anything from Him, I've got to be present. Yes, sir. I don't care if it's out on the back 40, 20 or 10, whatever you got. Yes, sir. It don't matter, my friend. When He passes by, Leroy, I want to be present. Don't you? Yes, sir. These things, my friend, that we're worse than these disciples. And the truth of it is, we can know a little more about this thing than what we know. Listen, you know where your blessings come from? Your blessings come from being obedient. Yes, sir. Obedience. Peter, you think God, Peter loved the Lord? Why in the world did He impress Peter? Why did He press on him? Three different times. Peter, do you love me? Peter got aggravated with it, didn't he? Grieved him. Lord, you know. But he is trying to get Peter's attention. Yes, sir. But you know what was wrong with Peter? Peter wanted to know what John was going to do. Yes, sir. We come to the house of God too many times, brethren, wondering what somebody else is going to do. He'd probably use you if you had quit worrying about John this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There ain't a doubt in my mind, Bruce Owens, that you, Crafton, Daniel, brethren, every one of you could preach a message this morning. Yes, sir. Preacher, you really think that? I really do. I really do. I believe these men know enough to know if God impressed them, they'd have the liberty to do so. I believe they know that. Yes, sir. And I expect that. Yes, sir. But I don't just expect it from them three. I expect it from you. Every one of you. You don't know but what a testimony. Thanks God's going to bring the fish in.
Amen.
Peter toiled all night. All of them hadn't caught a thing. Not a thing. And the Lord said, just cast your net on the right side. Huh? I believe there's other scripture that talks about Peter said, Lord, we've toiled all night. Not caught a thing, but at thy bidding. At thy bidding. You don't think, my friend, that I come to the house of God and my friend, I just hope the Lord drops the bottom out. That's what I hope. You know when I hope that? I hope that before I get here.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I try myself, Bruce, to be ready. Now, I'm not talking about dressed in my good apparel. I try to get my mind, my heart, sink with Him, my friend. Yes, sir. We don't plan things on Saturday night. Never did. A lot of things happened on Saturday night, but it wasn't my plans. You hear me? Preacher, what Saturday night got to do with anything? If you're a preacher, you'd find out what Saturday night had. Yes, sir. You'd find out. Had a week behind you. Yes, sir. Had to clear out some things. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about, Daniel. Listen to me this morning. It'll work the same way with you. Thank God, just let Him use you this morning. Peter was going to be an example. Yes, sir. Peter was going to be an example. But Peter was too worried about John. Was he not? Asked him. He said, what is that man going to do? What's he going to be in the midst of all this? Peter, if he tarries till I come, what's that to thee? That what he told him? I'll be honest with you. You may not hope so, but I hope the Lord will leave me here 25 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Amen. I ain't never stayed nowhere 25 years, but I'd like to.
Yeah,
yes, sir. You say, preacher, that's unreal. Is it? Huh? Is it? I can take you to Adairsville, Georgia. I can show you a 95-year-old man that works on a regular job. Yes, sir. Plants a garden. I'm talking about a garden. He ain't got no two or three rows. Now, he's to the point he needs a little help. But I'll tell you what his boss told me. Last time we had a funeral, he said, honest to goodness, Randy, said he's stronger than I am. Huh? Now, everybody ain't like that. Don't get me wrong. Everybody ain't like that. Brethren, whether we like it or not, we all age differently. Yes, we do. I watched my grandmother, my friend, I watched her shrink. She shrunk. Her body just went down. But her mind was sharp. You know what I mean? She still had her mind about her. You know what that tells me? Sometimes she felt like she could probably run a marathon. I feel like that sometimes. You don't see me running. I ain't able. Got too many hindrances. Yes, sir. They hurt and I don't run. Listen. Listen to me this morning. What is it this morning? If God wants your neighbor, thank God to plow the field. Why don't you just get up and help them, thank God? Our problem is like, I'm going to just preach it. Our problems, we like Peter, we won't know what somebody else is doing. Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my lambs. Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my sheep. I'm going to get to the message. You listen. This is exactly what the Lord told Peter. You think God loved Peter? Sure he did. Thought probably more of Peter than he did some of the rest. But Peter couldn't see that. You'd get the big head if you could see what people thought of you. And the truth of it is, you don't really need to know. You really don't. These things, my friend, I can tell you about my children, that what they think about me. Yes, sir. I can tell you. You can tell you what your children think of you. It ain't hard. I'm going to tell you something. If you'll be a parent, if you'll be a mother and a dad like you ought to be, your children absolutely will appreciate you. Amen. They'll do it. Yes, they will. Well, preacher, they just get on me every time I'm around them. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God somebody still got something about them, my friend, that they want to, hold them in the reins. I know what it feels like, don't you? I do. I know what it feels like. When you turn them loose, my friend, you want them to run. You don't want them to struggle. You don't want things to be difficult. But I'm going to tell you, Daniel, things will be difficult. Things will change. Yes, sir. What the man say in his here singing the other night? Said, had a son fixing to get married. Told his son, he said, you won't get married till you can provide. Provide. Got to get a job, boy. Yes. Preacher, we didn't agree on all that. Don't get married. You become the head of the house. Brethren, I got news for you. I don't care. I don't care. My friend, I've never run any of my children off. Nor have I ever run my grandchildren off. But there's some expectations. Yes, sir. There's some expectations. Well, preacher, that's what I want away from. I don't want to be around mom and daddy all the time, them telling me what to do. As long as you're around mom and daddy, they gonna tell you. Mark it down. That's what this for, my friend. Truth of it is, if some of you young ones hadn't been told, thank God you wouldn't make it, thank God. I know it ain't popular preaching, but I'm going to preach it anyway. These things, my friend, I'm going to say this. You might say, preacher, you're talking about naturally. I got news for you. God's got a spiritual hold on me. As the Father. Yes, sir. And the Mother Church has got a hold on me. Yes. Yes. And they're still, thank God, giving instructions. You go to the book of Proverbs. You see what Solomon thought about a mother and a father. And what he told the son to do about a mother and a father's instruction, thank God. He said, wear it around your neck. Thank God, don't take it off. I'm glad I'm redeemed. Ain't you? I'm glad I'm redeemed. By the blood. Hallelujah. It's worth shouting about. It's worth living for, folks. There's benefits in the house of God that you ain't never touched. I'd safely say that. This ain't, you say, preacher, we thought we come out and you just take charge of the service and we get out of here pretty quick. We're going to eat today and we're going to do all this. I got news for you. You're going to slow down just a little bit. Why don't you enjoy what God's given you this morning? Yes, sir. I love it. I love this time of year. I like it when people get together. And I hate it when they have to go. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something today? I'm going to say this. May have nothing to do, my friend, but nothing. It's come to me. I was going to talk to you later. I'm just going to talk to you right now. Why in the world don't we fellowship together? Why we have the opportunity? You won't be here all the time. You won't be here all the time. You won't either. You neither. Listen. Why, preacher, it's... No, we've got Christmas and turkey dinner together today with no turkey. Listen. Take the time that God gives you. Thank God and fellowship together. Yes, sir. Didn't cost you nothing, did it? I could have went home and not said anything. I don't know where I could or not. Just to be honest with you. Sometimes we act like we want to be the first ones out of the door to go home. Huh? Lord help me. I ain't off the wall. I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. I'm going to say this while I'm on it. While I'm on it this morning, my friend, we're going to go out in the fellowship hall, and we're not going to start eating till we get out there and say the blessing out there. Like me, dislike me, shoot me. We're going to give these women time to get ready, and when we get out there, we'll have the blessing. Okay? We're not going to hurry it up. You say, preacher, you really want us to fellowship. Why not? Why not? We've got a fellowship hall. Why not fellowship? Church has put the supper on, the dinner on. Listen, these ladies have fixed the fixings. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to enjoy all I can of it. Yes, sir. Preacher, where'd that come from? Well, you're going to have to talk to somebody else about that. We're in a hurry today. You know what that category falls into? That category falls into what's John doing. Lord, what's John doing? That's what he is asking about. What's that disciple? He say, preacher, he didn't call his name. No, but it tells you who it is. Yes, sir. What's he doing? The truth of it is, and I'm going to be 100% right with you. Brethren, I've got a full-time job keeping this man in line. Full-time. Every day. Every day. Yes, sir. John wrote these things. Now, you won't find it, I don't think. You won't find the portion where he asked Peter about loving him. I don't think you find it anywhere else. It's only in John, I think. You'll find the portion about the fish and all that other, but you don't find about where he asked Peter. Did he love him? He is asking Peter, my friend, because he knowed what Peter was fixing to face. Yes, sir. Why did he say, feed my lambs? Huh? Why did he say, feed my sheep? Peter was fixing to take a roll. Yes, sir. Peter, my friend, if you'll have it in the old scripture, Old Testament, it says, a little child shall lead them. That's what it says. If you'll have it, that was Peter. Study it out. Look it over. You say, preacher, he is seasoned. No, he wouldn't. Peter didn't know which way was up. Read your book. Lord, I love you. What did Peter tell him one time? He said, Lord, I'll never deny you. Not me. You know what the Lord told him? He said, before that cock crows, you'll deny me three times. Peter didn't believe it. Peter loved him with everything he could love him with. Listen. But he turned right around. When Christ was in Pilate's judgment hall, brethren, Peter denied him three separate times. The book says so. And the Bible says the third time that the cock crew. And when the cock crewed, the Bible says that Jesus looked at Peter. Yes, sir. He is within sight distance. of the crucifixion, telling the Lord he loved him and he would not deny him. Listen. Listen. It doesn't matter what John's doing. The question this morning is what you're doing. Peter, what are you doing? That was the whole point of Jesus speaking to Peter. And he told him what kind of death. That's what that book says. Told him what kind of death he'd glorify him in. Glorify him. Do you hear that? How can our deaths glorify the Father? I've seen many. I've seen many. Hadn't you? They've been people, my friend, that I've had part in their funerals. And honest to goodness, it was a blessing. Thank God, God bless me just for being around them. Thank God. You may not know it. I didn't think a whole lot about it, but it never did leave me. There's a good old sister that went here. And I left here the second time. We was walking right across that pad over through there, going to the vehicle. She said, Randy, said, you'll be back. You'll be back. Well, I'm just leaving. I ain't thinking about coming back. I'm just leaving. That's sort of what I was thinking. And you know what? And you know what she said? She didn't stop there. She said, I may not see it. But she did. I may not see it. But she did. Lord blessed her. Yes, sir. Don't tell me God can't do things. Don't tell me God don't know how to put a puzzle back together. He can take them broken pieces. He can take those missing pieces. And folks, he can absolutely make a masterpiece out of it. They, some of you so hard-headed. Nothing wrong with you listening. Nothing wrong with you listening to God. But you're so hard-headed and stubborn in your mule way. Thank God, God can't bless you in it. Preacher, you know who you're preaching to? I pretty much know. Yes, sir. Running around, finding our own ways. Thank God when he's already got the way. Amen. Already figured out how to fix the problem. He's just waiting on us. We're still running around trying to make our way. Oh, I'm satisfied with God's redemption plan. Do you know that? I'm satisfied. It's sufficient all for man. That's what the songwriter said.
Yeah.
We sang it different. And it makes a difference. Satisfied. The real truth of it is this morning is that God wants to change us. God wants to be our king. He ain't waiting to be our king. He ain't waiting to be crowned. Thank God he wants to be right now.
Amen.
We've been accused. I'm just going to say it. We've been accused, my friend, saying that we don't even believe there's a heaven. been accused of it. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to lie to you. You know why I'm not going to lie to you? There's a book. You got one. And brethren and sisters, if you think I'm wrong, get that book. You ain't going to hurt my feelings. You prove me wrong, I'll be wrong. Preacher, I don't believe it like you do. I don't care whether you do or not. It don't make no difference. The truth of it is, when God lays it on my heart, I'm going to preach it to you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And when I preach it to you, my friend, and you think I'm wrong, all I'm going to tell you is get that book and don't bring me one verse. You hear me? These one verse people, they got it all figured out. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Preacher, this ain't the time. It might be the only time. I got news for you, folks. I'm not going to heaven because of the golden streets. Ain't nowhere in there it tells that's heaven. Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. You say, preacher, you're wrong. Well, show me. I'll go back to what I said. Get it? Get it? Have I ever been wrong? Probably. But you're going to have to prove it. You hear me? Jesus Christ himself come in the midst of his disciples. And the Bible says he explained and expounded some things to them, and he left. He went right through the wall. What the book says. Thomas showed up, and they began to tell him all that the Lord had saw come by and told them. And Thomas said, I'll not believe it. Well, Thomas said, I'll not believe it, he said, until I put my finger in the scars and in his side. Listen, you may think I've lost my marbles, but I'm going to tell you something. This man had risen out of the grave, but he hadn't yet went back to the Father.
Amen.
You can read it for yourself. Mary, she didn't know who he was. Suppose him to be a gardener.
Yeah.
You know why all that happened? It happened, my friend, because he needed some witnesses.
Yeah.
Thank God that he had come out of that grave.
Yeah.
That's the reason he still had the scars.
Yeah.
He didn't keep them, folks. No, sir. You'll never run your finger in that scar. No, sir. No, sir. Oh. Hallelujah. Didn't know all that's coming. Thank God. Preacher, you don't think, I think probably more about heaven than you do. And I think probably the thing's going to be there to me and you ain't got no idea. But I'm going to tell you something. Until you get in the Spirit of God, when you're in the Spirit of God, my friend, God will show you things sometimes. Brethren, that's just exactly what Paul said. He said they cannot even be spoken. Hard to be understood. Lord will show you things, my friend, sometimes, and then You get to going along a day or two after that, and you get to pinching yourself to be sure everything's real. Huh? He'll visit you. Do you know that? Listen, folks, I ain't a lying. He's already king of my life.
Amen.
I'm not going to crown him.
Amen.
Thank God he's already crowned.
Amen.
I'm not going to sit down at that marriage supper. Thank God they've already took place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Get the book and show me different. Preacher, you need to get on all that stuff. Well, the truth of it is, my friend, a lot of folks don't, they talking about what we believe and they ain't never talked to me.
Yes. Amen.
Fact.
Yes.
Fact. They don't know what I believe. I've preached things for years, my friend. Man, get in my face and just look at me and say, that ain't right. I say, okay. I can't change you. I'm not going to change you. That's not the reason I preach, Robert. I don't preach, my friend, that I might change your mind. I'm going to preach the Word of God for what it teaches, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like me, dislike me. Put me on a rail, thank God. Talk about me all you want to. You already doing it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But these things in this scripture, my friend, that are real.
Amen.
They are real, folks. There's things in this scripture. There's too many things. Just to be honest with you, but I'm just going to be plain with you. Let me ask you a simple question. I preached to you not too long ago, and I asked you a question. What did heaven mean to you? And the truth of it is, you ain't got one bit to do with heaven. It's all about Him.
Amen.
Father, glorify thy Son with the glory that we had in the beginning. You know what God the Father told his Son? He said, I have glorified thee. And he said, I will glorify thee again. Thank God.
Amen.
Folks, He was the eternal sacrifice for mine and your sin. No other man could do that. He is crowned with glory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would to God this morning people could open their hearts and open their minds, my friend. You say, preacher, I'm going to heaven. I want to see them walls of jasper. Thank God, open your eyes. You are the walls.
Amen.
You're the jewels. Thank God that He made it all up in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. That's what He thinks of His redeemed. Yes, sir. City Foursquare. Read it. It's in there. You tell me who lights your life. You say, preacher, I married her. That ain't the light. No, sir. Thank the world of my wife, but I got news for you. She didn't light my life.
Amen.
There's a light, my friend. Come on. When Jesus Christ came into my life, came in. That's what I believe, Brother Daniel. I believe when I got born again, thank God He made a new creature out of me.
Amen.
Yes, He did. I didn't have the old things that Paul had. No. I didn't have the old life that Paul had. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I had an old life that passed away. Yes, sir. And behold, it all became new. We sang it. I love it. I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. You can talk about this world. You can be one of them, my friend, that says that the Lord's going to destroy this world and everything in it. And I'm going to tell you, go to the book and read what it says. Thank God he didn't stop there. He said, I'm going to make a new one, thank God. Amen. Isaiah said that it come down right straight out of heaven. Amen. John saw it. The holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And he said, now the tabernacle of God is with men, thank God.
Amen.
That's what Isaiah is talking about. Read it. Read it. I got no reason in this world, folks, to lie to you. I got no reason in this world to steer you wrong. You say, preacher, I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, there's one thing that God has in mind for you. One thing. He got the same thing in mind for you that he's got in mind for me. You know what that was? To save me.
Amen.
That's what he sent his son for.
Yes.
What did he say? Come to seek and save that which was lost? Huh? You say, preacher, he's going to do all this and he's going to do all that. Folks, he ain't doing all that. He come for one reason only. And brethren, you will not ever get saved outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It ain't going to happen. I'm going to preach that. I'm going to leave that with you. You say, preacher, all my friends telling me different. I can't help what's going on. I can't help you what you hearing. I want to tell you what he said and thank God what he's done this morning.
Amen.
That's what he called me to preach for. Preach this gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You die in your sins, you'll split hell wide open. You know, I said that. I've heard that most of my life. And I said that because that's something you can understand.
Yeah.
The real truth of it is, my friend, you're going to wind up in the lake of fire, which is the second death. And brethren, it will have power over everybody that's not had part in the first resurrection.
Amen.
I'm going to preach it till I leave here, Daniel. Preacher, other folks got a problem with that. All I can say, they got a problem.
Yeah,
man.
Amen.
You say, preacher, they ain't going to have that. I can't help that. I can't change that. I'm not trying to change that. I'm not trying to change this word of God. Never have. Never have, folks. Don't have to. Just read it. Come get a verse of a song. I'm going to hush before I get in real trouble. But listen. One Wednesday night, September 1970, I was 15 years old, had a birthday in November, I'd have been 16, and I was 15 years old. Let me tell you something, folks, none of that has anything to do with what I'm telling you. God dealt with my heart. Can I tell you something? God dealt with my heart and I didn't even understand why he's dealing. I didn't. Didn't understand altogether what was going on. I can tell you what I did understand. I understood. I come to the realization, my friend, that I was lost. Undone without God. Yes, sir. And if I died in that condition, it wasn't going to be good. That's what I understood. And I understood enough to know that he is dealing with me. And I believed, Bruce. I believed. You can call it what you want to. I believed with all my heart if I could get a hold of him, then he could fix that problem. But you know what? I held my seat. I held my seat until one Wednesday night, September 1970. Seemed like a long time ago, but it really seems like yesterday. God got to dealing with me so hard. And I was sitting back there holding that bench. And I'm talking about literally hold it. Old wooden bench. Had slats in it. Had a little one by across the top there. I never will forget it. Holding on. Holding on, I mean. And I don't know why. But I held on. But they sung that first verse and I stood there and I said, Lord, if they sang one more verse, I'm going. Can I say this? I believe the Lord heard me. Preacher, you was lost. I don't care what you think. Why did they sing another verse? Huh? Why did they sing another verse? Old Carlton, he did. I've told you before, but in between the verses, he got saying a few things. He looked over to old Bob and he said, Bob, sing another verse. Carlton knowed something. He did. He knowed something. I believe he knowed it. I can't tell you how far in the second verse they got. I really don't know. It really doesn't matter. But I can tell you what I did do. I come out of that pew. I found my way. It was about middle ways of the church. I found my way on the altar. And I was crying, weeping. I need some help. I was going to hell. Didn't know how to get help, Steve. Somewhere in the midst of all that commotion that I was in the altar. Somewhere in the midst, brother, things just smoothed out. I mean, they just smoothed out. I didn't see no big light. I didn't hear no big voice. Do you know what I didn't do? I didn't feel lost no more. Amen. I felt like that I was in good shape between me and him. That's what I felt like. You know what matters in my life? Robert, I can't go on your testimony. I can't make it on yours, Leroy. I believe you got a good one. But, I needed something.
Amen.
I understand more about being saved now than I did then, because I knowed nothing. I got out of that altar that night and I told that church, I said, the Lord saved me. And you know what? You know what, folks? You know what made the difference? He saved me.
Yeah.
He saved me. Yes, sir. He came into my life. Yes, sir. Things begin to change real quick. Real quick in my life. You know what, Bruce? I'm thankful.
Amen.
I'm thankful. I am. I'm thankful the Lord took time out just to hear my cry. Folks, and when he heard my cry, you know what happened? He done something. I got his attention. In my life, my journey, the Lord has had my attention.
Amen.
Bruce.
Amen.
I can probably count on two fingers. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, folks, what the Lord will do. Vividly, vividly. Lord speaking no, and Randy went anyway. People said the Lord won't go with you. Son, he haunted me. You know when he started haunting me? He started haunting me the first step I took.
Yeah.
He didn't wait till I lived after 7-8 months.
No. No.
There's a reason, ain't they?
Yeah.
There's a reason. Two fingers. Listen. Preacher, I've been so rough, I don't know if he'd hear me. You come with that broken heart. And you come with that contrite spirit. I'll tell you what the book says. Of such, I will not turn away.
Amen.
Of such. That's a promise. That's a promise. He'll still save today, Bruce. Preacher, he's changed. He ain't changed one thing. You'll get it just exactly like all of us that's sitting here got it. It's him. And it's him, folks, that helps me keep me. I'm proud to tell you I'm 71 years old. And I want to tell you something. He still keeps me.
Amen.
He keeps my thoughts. He keeps my mind. And the truth of it is, he keeps a lot of this body functioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me tell you something, Daniel. He ain't moved one inch. I read a sign years ago, back in the 70s, and I was delivering some product down Shallowford Road off Highway 5. Went into this place. Anyway, on Highway 5 out there, there's a church out there. I can't remember the name of it right now. They always had a saying on the sign. And I went in there one day, and I was going this way. And it said, if God seems so far away. That's all it said. If God seemed so far away. When I got far enough, I looked in my mirror. It said, who moved? Who moved? That stuck with me. I thank God for that. If God seems like he's so far away, the answer is, my friend, who moved? Who moved? You know what the answer is? He's still where he's always been.
Amen.
What does that tell you? We sang an old song, says, you're drifting too far from the shore. Drifting too far from the shore. Preacher, ain't gonna happen to me. You know what you have to do to drift? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just sitting in the boat. She'll go. A lot of people get in that old backwater, and that old backwater just goes round and around. You know what the children of Israel was in 40 years? They was in the backwater. They was wandering, wasn't they? Went around the mountain so much, so Moses told them, said, been around this mountain too much, said, turn you northward. Yes, sir. Get out of the rut you're in. Get out of the hole you're in. Get out of the condition you're in. I don't care what you put there. God's got a way of fixing it. He has. He's got a way of fixing it. Preacher, I've seen him fix a lot of people's lives, and I don't want to live that life. Live like you want to. Get prepared for the consequences. Because it comes. It comes. It comes with consequences. You can't leave the Lord, my friend, and it not bother you if you're a child of God. You can't do it. It ain't possible. I'm not going to apologize for anything that I've said today. But I do believe in my heart, my friend, that there's somebody in trouble. And it would be a good day to get things fixed up. Preacher, you've just wore us out today. Not a bit. Not a bit. Some of you is ready to go when you got here. Some of you has had to endure this message. Preacher, what are you doing with a smile on your face? All I can tell you, my friend, is I've enjoyed it.
Amen.
I hope you have. Let us stand.